Time now for Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
And good evening, everyone. Welcome to Rogersville. We're in the auxiliary gym tonight for girls basketball action between the West Plains Lady Zizzers and the Rogersville Lady Wildcats. Tonight's ball game brought to you by Don's Auto Service, Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, OMC Orthopedic Clinic, Shelter Insurance, Andrew Eckman, Toyota, Heart of the Ozarks Medical Equipment, J&J Recovery and Towing, Parkway Beauty Academy, Negri Plumbing, Anytime Fitness, the Zizzer's Own Patty Ingalls, and Mayfield Auto Repair, all of West Plains. Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer, and Knox Orthopedics of Mount Tahome, West Plains, and Harrison. Our boosters for the ball game tonight, Ozark Awards, Wonderland Preschool and Daycare, Coon Construction, Knockout Tanning Salon, Brown Furniture and Appliance, also Edward Jones, Kevin Gleghorn, all of West Plains, Carter Funeral Home, West Plains, and Thayer, and Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture, Dr. Jacob Eckman, West Plains, and there. The 5-0 Lady Zizzers taking on the 1-3 Lady Wildcats from Rogersville. We'll be back in 30 seconds with your OMC Orthopedic Clinic West Plains pregame show. You're listening to Lady Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Ozarks Medical Center Orthopedics brings all of OMC's orthopedic services under one roof. OMC orthopedic surgeons Dr. Jolly, Dr. Rushford, and Dr. Roeder specialize in sports injuries, hip replacements, hip, knee, shoulder, and hand surgeries, and total joint replacements. Podiatrist Dr. Goodman specializes in foot and ankle surgeries. If your doctor is recommending orthopedic care, choose OMC Orthopedics. For more information, call 417-256-1745.
Now back to more Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
And welcome back to the OMC Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains pregame show. Well, the junior varsity Lady Zizzers defeated Rogersville 48-23, and now it's time for varsity basketball action this evening. West Plains Lady Zizzers, like we said before, 5-0 on the season. Rogersville Lady Wildcats are 1-3 on the season. And for the 5-0 Lady Zizzers, Coach Scott Womack will be starting the same five: Mackenzie Brunson, Allie Hozapple, Bree Harlan, Ashton Judd, and Cass Cunningham. And for Coach Matt Bulger and the Lady Wildcats of Rogersville, he'll be starting Sophia Nixon, Shaylee Dunneman, Gracie Kibbing, Shelby Ince, and Lauren Williams. For the first time, I guess you could say, Lady Zizzers are not the shortest team on the floor out here. Both teams are pretty much about even on the height situation. So we're looking for a good game here tonight. It's always good when the Lady Zizzers take on the Lady Wildcats. This has kind of developed into a rivalry here over the last few years as Rogersville has defeated the Lady Zizzers in district play. But here we are, regular season play, and we're a long way from the district tournament. So got to take care of some business first here at Rogersville. Once again, we are in the auxiliary gym because the Rogersville boys are playing Branson over in the regular gym. Now, this is the game that was supposed to be played last night here in Rogersville, but it was postponed to tonight due to weather. And saw quite a bit of ice coming up here making the trip up to Rogersville. So I can understand why we didn't play the game last night. All right, Lady Zizzers and the Lady Wildcats getting ready to do battle. We'll take another break. When we come back, we'll have your starting lineups. You're listening to Lady Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
At Ozarks Medical Center Rehabilitation, they take a team approach to meeting each patient's physical, occupational, and speech therapy needs. They treat patients of all ages with locations in West Plains, Alton, Gainesville, Mountain Grove, Mountain View, Thayer, and Winona. When your physician recommends therapy, choose quality care that's never far from home. Choose OMC Rehabilitation. Call 417-257-5959 for more information.
I am Josh Drummond, physical therapist and athletic trainer and director of rehabilitation services, and I am OMC.
As another year closes, Community First wants to wish you and your family happy holidays. We know our longevity is sustained by service, community commitment, and one-on-one involvement with our customers. In the year ahead, we'll continue to bring you service you need with professionalism you expect. Discover the bank that puts you and our community first.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Community First, member FDIC.
Christmas savings are in full swing at Hirschfeed and Farm Supply in West Plains. Save $80 on a 20-volt DeWalt cordless blower, now just $119.99. And you can take 15% off their already low prices on shirts, jeans, outerwear, and accessories. Plus toys, Nebo flashlights, vintage tin signs, and Montana silversmiths. Get these savings and more through Christmas Eve at Hirschfeed and Farm Supply in West Plains.
Hirschfeed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on sore.
It should never hurt to hike in the hills of the Ozarks. Our cast.
Now back to more Zizzer basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Rogersville, the ONC Orthopedic Clinic, the West Plains pregame show. And Lady Zizzer's being introduced right now. Mackenzie Brunson, here comes Allie Hozapple. Bree Harlan. Then we'll have Ashton Judd and Cass Cunningham to round out the starting five for Coach Scott Womack and the West Plains Lady Zizzers, who are 5-0 on the season. Scott Womack, the head coach, assisted by Cass Johnson and also Sammy Radosovich. All right, for the Rogersville Lady Wildcats, Sophia Nixon, the first one out. Shaylee Donovan, next one out. Gracie Kibbe. Here comes Shelby Entz. And then Lauren Williams will round out the starting five for the 1-3 Rogersville Lady Wildcats, coached by Coach Matt Bolger, assisted by Ashley Williams and Hannah Collins. All right, so we are ready to get going here as both teams are receiving their final instructions from the sideline. Lady Zizzers, it'll be Allie Hozapple to jump center for the Lady Zizzers. And here comes Rogersville. And it will be Lauren Williams jumping center for the Lady Wildcats as we get ready to go varsity action here. And now we are ready. Here comes the tip. And it's going to be controlled by Rogersville. So Nixon will have it up top. Donovan on the right wing. They'll give it to Ince now. Down into the corner they go. It'll come back out to the wing. Donovan, that's down in the corner now. Kitty, and it's Brunson to steal the basketball away. Lady Zizzers will bring it up the floor. Bree Harlan on the right wing. Up top's Cass Cunningham, left side, that'll be Allie Hozapple, and down in the left corner is Brunson. Judd on the wing, Bree Harlan looking to drive, kicks it out to Brunson. Brunson will drive the baseline, kicks it out, Judd will fire the three, it is no good. And rebound comes down to Ince for Rogersville. She'll give it up to Nixon, and she'll bring it across the timeline to set the offense for Rogersville. Nixon goes left side, up top to Ince. Now they're going to go right side down into the corner. That's Kibbe. Brings it out to Donovan, up top to Ince. Now they go try to go inside to Williams. She'll kick it back outside. Driving and loose ball. Williams picks it up. Can't score, and it's going to be off the Lady Zizzers out of bounds. It'll be Rogersville ball underneath. No score here in the early going. And it'll be Donovan to throw it in under the Rogersville basket. And finally, she's going to go up top to Ince on the right side on the wing. That'll be Nixon. She's trying to drive the baseline, kicks it all the way out. And Kibbe up top now. It's Nixon back in the right wing. Kibbe on the right wing now. She went and got the ball. Nixon up top. Back to the right side with Kibbe. Nixon up top. Back to Kibbe on the right wing. Still swinging around the horn. Donovan's going to drive, knocked out of bounds by the Lady Zizzers. And it'll be Rogersville ball underneath. 6:19 to go, first quarter, and no score. And let's see. Throwing the ball in is Donovan, and it's going to be knocked out of bounds. And it'll be Rogersville ball once again. Donovan to throw it in under the basket on the baseline. Donovan looking. Finally goes way up, and it's going to be run down by Kibbe. Kibbe will bring it back across the timeline. Nixon with it now, top of the key. Nixon down into the corner. Up top is Donovan. She's going to drive. Shot up, no good. Williams, and she scores. Lauren Williams gets the rebound. Rogersville leads it 2-0. Bree Harlan will bring it up the floor for the Lady Zizzers. And she almost double dribbles. Brunson on the right wing with it. Brunson looking inside. Nothing there. Rogersville playing man-to-man. Hozapple picks up the loose basketball, and she's going to be fouled. And the foul is going to go against Williams, and that'll be her first team foul. Lady Zizzers will inbound underneath their basket on the baseline. Cunningham to throw it in. Pass goes out front to Bree Harlan. Brunson on the right wing now. Up top to Harlan. Back to Brunson on the wing. Judd on the inside. Shot up, no good. Kibbe with the rebound. Here comes Rogersville up the floor across the timeline. Kibbe goes up top to Donovan. Donovan with it. Right side to Kibbe. Kibbe goes back up top to Nixon now. Nixon to Williams at the free throw line. Loose basketball picked up by Inch. Shot up, no good. Judd with the rebound for the Lady Zizzers. 5:05 to go first quarter, and Rogersville leads it 2-0. Allie Hozapple on the right side, and there's a second foul that time on Williams. She's got two. Second team foul. And Lauren Williams is going to have to come out of the ball game with two fouls. Coming into the ball game will be Clark for Rogersville. Cunningham will throw it in on the side for the Lady Zizzers. Bree Harlan up top. Harlan kicks it out to Judd. Judd trying to drive. Shot up and good. Ashton Judd, we're tied up at two. Lady Zizzers with the full court pressure now. And no problem for Rogersville. Kibbe has it taken away by Brunson. Brunson will take it up. Shot is good. Mackenzie Brunson, Lady Zizzers lead it 4-2. Nixon will bring it up. And loose basketball, but picked back up by Kibbe. Kibbe now going to get double-teamed in the corner. Timeout. Rogersville, 4:23 to go first quarter. Lady Zizzers lead it 4-2, and we're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Lady Zizzers Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
The school sports season is upon us, and Knox Orthopedics wishes all area athletes an injury-free season. But sometimes the unexpected occurs. The three highly qualified orthopedists, Drs. Knox, Rawls, and McConnell, are ready to evaluate and treat your injuries to get you back on the road to recovery and doing what you love as soon as possible. See Knox Orthopedics at 3 Medical Plaza in Mountain Home or during clinic hours in Harrison and West Plains.
We can fix that. Check us out, KnoxOrthopedics.com.
Now back to more Zizzer basketball on 100.9 The Train.
And welcome back to Rogersville. Lady Wildcats with the basketball. Lady Zizzers lead at 4-2 with 4:20 to go here first quarter. Donovan on the right wing, kicks it inside Inch, and she traveled with the basketball. Turnover on the Lady Wildcats. Coach Bolger didn't like it, and he's over there arguing with the official, but here come the Lady Zizzers with the basketball. Bree Harlan will bring it up. Left side to Judd on the wing, up top to Cunningham, and it's going to be out of bounds, and the Lady Zizzers got a break right there because that went off the fingertips of Mackenzie Brunson out of bounds, but they're going to give it to the Lady Zizzers underneath. Cunningham to throw it in. Up top to Bree Harlan. Down the corner now, left side. They'll go inside to Judd. Shot up and good. Ashton Judd with 4 points. Lady Zizzers up 6-2. Lady Zizzers in that three-quarter court press. Donovan gives it up to the left side to Nixon. Now they'll go up the floor, and it'll be Bond into the ball game for Rogersville. Bond with it. Gives it to Ince on the right wing. Up top to Nixon. They'll come left wing. That'll be Donovan. She'll dribble back up top. She almost traveled. Nixon down the left corner baseline. She'll dribble to the free throw line. And we've got a foul on somebody. The foul is going to go against Clark. That's her first, third team foul for a illegal screen. And Lady Zizzers with the basketball. 3:20 to go first quarter. Lady Zizzers up by four. Bree Harlan with it. Brunson on the right wing. Brunson at the free throw line. Now gives it to Judd. Judd looking to drive, kicks out. Cunningham with it on the right wing. Cross court to Hoseapple down in the corner. That'll be Brunson on the baseline, left side. Up on the left wing now. That'll be Bree Harlan. She'll drive. Shot up is blocked by Clark. Here comes Rogersville. Ince with the basketball. Gives it to Nixon. They'll set the offense now. Nixon up top. She'll come left side to Donovan. Donovan looking to drive back to Ince. Now they go underneath. Clark up and in. Clark's got her first point of the ball game. It's a two-point Lady Zizzer lead. 2.5 minutes to go first quarter. Bree Harlan with it up top. Left side, that'll be Hoseapple down the corner. Now on the wing to Brunson on the left side. Brunson will bring it up top. Left side, Hoseapple. Hoseapple drives, and now we've got a push on Rogersville. And that one's going to go against Clark, and that'll be two fouls on Clark. So coming into the ballgame, Clark will come out, and coming in now will be Caldwell for Rogersville. Cunningham to throw it in under the baseline, and she'll go up top to Bree Harlan. Judd now on the right wing. Ashton Judd looking to spin, pull-up jumper off the backboard, no good. Brunson with the rebound, it's good. Mackenzie Brunson's got four in the ball game. Lady Zizzers back up by four. Donovan with the basketball. Donovan gives it back to Nixon. Nixon, cross court. Now they try to get it up, and it's stolen away by Bree Harlan. Here come the Lady Zizzers the other way. Ashton Judd on the right wing, Hoseapple down the baseline. Tried to get it to Cunningham cutting, and it's going to go out of bounds. And it'll be Rogersville basketball. Now, Cass Cunningham will come out. Kaylee Dixon will come in, the freshman for the Lady Zizzers. And it'll be Donovan to throw the ball in. Nixon with it now. Back to Donovan. They'll come left side. That's Bond. Back to Donovan. Donovan back to Nixon. Got to get it across the timeline. They finally do. Nixon down the right side. Almost lost it. Then she almost walked. Gets it to Ince. Donovan up top now. Right side to Nixon on the wing. Nixon dribbles up top. Left side. That'll be Bond. Back up to Nixon. Nixon trying to drive. Donovan's going to try the three. It's no good. And Ashton Judd with the rebound. She'll give it up to Brunson. And we've got 1 minute to go here in the first quarter with the Lady Zizzers up by four. Dixon down the left corner. And she'll get it up top. That'll be Hoseapple with the basketball. Left side, that'll be Harlan on the wing. Up top to Judd now. Judd looking to drive that lane. And some contact, no call. Ince with the basketball. She'll bring it up across the timeline. 40 seconds to go first quarter. Nixon with it up top now. Right side to Donovan on the wing. They'll go down on the block now. Kicks it back out to Donovan. Cross court over to Bond. Nixon up top. She's going to try to drive. Kicks it out to Donovan on the baseline. Shot up, no good. Rebound Dixon for the Lady Zizzers. Here comes Brunson. Gives it to Harlan. 18 seconds. 15 seconds as Bree Harlan crosses the timeline. 10 seconds now. Brunson on the right wing. Hoseapple up top. Back over to Judd. Left wing. That'll be Dixon. Dixon gives it back to Bree Harlan. Looking to drive. Bree Harlan shot up. No good. At the end of one, it's 8-4. Lady Zizzers with the lead, and we're back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Lady Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
On colder days, your car requires more power to start, especially with the all-new electronics in today's vehicles. And if you have a weak battery, it could leave you stranded. Get ahead of the game and have your battery tested at Don's Auto Service. Have your tire pressure checked, too, because they will lose pressure with falling temperatures. Speaking of tires, right now get rebates up to $150 on select sets of tires at Don's Auto Service on Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains. Much more than a tire store.
Have you heard the news? Toyota of West Plains has moved into their new facility. They're at 1802 Porter Wagner Boulevard, and you're invited to drop by and take a tour. Sales, service, and parts are now all under one roof for your shopping convenience. And while you're there, be sure to check out all the new 2020 models that are arriving daily, and there's a huge savings on the remaining 2019 models. Stop and see them Monday through Saturdays. Toyota of West Plains, now in their new location. Locally owned and operated for over 30 years.
Now back to more Scissor Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Rogersville. As we get ready to start the second quarter of play, Lady Scissors with an 8-4 lead. And Lady Scissors will get the basketball at half court to start the second quarter here. Cunningham to throw it in. It'll be Bree Harlan, Brunson, Hoseapple, and Judd, the starting lineup for the Lady Scissors. Bree Harlan with it, left side to Judd on the wing. Up top, it's Cunningham now. Back door to Mackenzie Brunson, it scores. Brunson's got six, Lady Scissors lead is six. With the basketball, Kibbe gives it to Donovan, over to Nixon now. Nixon brings it up to Kibbe across the timeline. Kibbe trying to drive the baseline, falls down but gets the ball away, ends with it. Nixon on the right wing for three, it's no good. Ashton Judd with the rebound. Loose basketball. Finally, she gets a hand on it, gives it up to Brunson, and she'll bring it up the floor for the Lady Scissors. Brunson, right side, gives it up to Hoseapple. Hoseapple dribbles up top. Judd at the free throw line, looking inside. Cunningham underneath, missed the shot, but she's going to get fouled. Cass Cunningham will go to the free throw line to shoot two. And I couldn't see. I believe Ince is going to get called for the foul. We've got the old scoreboards in here, so I can't, they don't have the foul, who the foul's on, how many fouls, team fouls, and all that stuff. It just says score, period, and gives you the time on the clock. Cunningham misses the first one, and second one falls in. Cunningham's got her first point of the ball game. Lady Scissors lead is seven with 7 minutes to go here in the first half. Donovan, left side. That'll be Nixon to bring it across the timeline. Sophia Nixon drives, and she's basket no good, but she's going to get fouled on the Lady Scissors. And I think it may have been Bree Harlan. Couldn't really tell from the official. Donovan's going to throw it in underneath the inch. And Ince gets her first points of the ball game. Coach Womack not happy as Ince got right inside the defense, right under the basket. Got the pass and scored. Bree Harlan, and Bree Harlan's going to get a blocking call as Kibbe steals it from Harlan. And that may be Bree Harlan's second foul, second team foul on the Lady Scissors. Nixon will bring it up. Lady Scissor lead is five. Donovan on the right wing. It's going to go out of bounds. It'll be Rogersville ball on the side by the Lady Scissor bench. Donovan to throw it in. 6.5 minutes to go first half. Nixon up top of the basketball. Right side to Donovan on the wing. Looking, they'll go baseline. Knocked out of bounds once again by Cunningham. It'll be Rogersville ball by the Lady Scissor bench. Donovan to throw it in again. She'll give it to Ince now. Ince goes inside to Williams underneath, and she scores. It's a three-point Lady Scissor lead with 6:20 to go first quarter. And I believe the Rogersville bench just got a warning. So, Lady Scissors will throw it in. Judd with the basketball. Judd, she'll spin inside and score. Ashton Judd's got six in the ball game. Lady Scissor lead is five. Donovan up the floor. That'll be Kibbe back to Donovan. Now they'll get it to Nixon across the timeline. Nixon will drive, gives it up to Donovan. Back to Nixon up top. Right side, Kibbe on the wing. They'll go to Ince with the free throw line, and we've got a whistle and got a pushing foul. And this is going to go against Rogersville, and it's going to be Williams. And Lauren Williams just picked up her third foul. So Williams will have to sit down. Coach Bolger wants to know what was the deal was. The official explaining to him it was an illegal screen. So now here come the Lady Zizzers with the basketball. Bree Harlan with it. Bree Harlan. And timeout called by Coach Womack. 5:40 to go, first half. Lady Zizzers lead it 13-8, and we're back in 30 seconds. You're listening, Lady Zizzers Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
Let's make healthy happen at Anytime Fitness in West Plains. Get your heart racing with motivation and goal setting from your own coach.
Hi, this is Jesse with Anytime Fitness. I'm the coaching manager here at the club and excited to get you started on your fitness journey. With a membership with us, you get a free fitness consultation and 10 coaching sessions with our experienced staff. Come on down today and we'll get a tour of our facility to get you started.
Stop in and see how fit and healthy you can become with the help of Anytime Fitness. They're conveniently located at 1651 Gibson Street in West Plains.
Now back to more Zizzer basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Rogersville. Lady Zizzers with the basketball. They'll inbound at half court. 5:40 to go first half. Lady Zizzers lead it 13-8. Man-to-man defense by Rogersville. It'll be Cunningham to throw it in. She'll give it up to Bree Harlan. Bree Harlan will bring it up now across the timeline. Bree Harlan gives it up to Cunningham. They'll go inside. Ashton Judd off the glass. It's good. Judd's got eight. Lady Zizzer lead is seven. Donovan with it. Right side to Kibbe. Back to Donovan. Now they'll go Nixon on the left side across the timeline. Nixon with the basketball. Donovan up top. Right side on the wing to Kibbe. Down the baseline, it's Ince on the right side. Ince trying to drive the baseline. Gets cut off. And they're going to say, no, she traveled with the basketball. Lady Zizzers will inbound, and now it's full court man-to-man by Rogersville. And Bree Harlan with the basketball. She'll bring it up the floor, being guarded by Kibbe across the timeline. And now they'll get it in to Cass Cunningham. Cunningham's going to get fouled by Ince. As Ince and Cunningham got tangled up there, that'll be the second foul on Ince. And I believe that's 17 fouls. Oh, so the Lady Zizzers will be in the bonus now for the rest of the half. Ince will come out of the ball game. And Caldwell comes back in for Rogersville. Cass Cunningham shooting the 1-1. And she makes the first one. Cunningham with 2 points in the ball game. And Lady Zizzer lead is 8 right now. Cunningham's second free throw is coming up. And it's good. So Cass Cunningham with 3. Lady Zizzer lead is 9. Donovan with the basketball. Still in that pressure, three-quarter court pressure by the Lady Zizzers. And ball taken away by Brunson. Taken back away by Nixon. Nixon to drive. And Cunningham's going to get called for the block here. Nixon was out of control. And really and truly, she should get called for the foul. She was out of control and plowed right over Cunningham. But it'll be Rogersville ball underneath. Kibbe will throw it in. Kibbe going up top to Nixon. Nixon with the basketball. Right side, Kibbe on the wing. Back up top to Nixon. Back to Kibbe, back to Nixon. Donovan on the left wing now. Back up to Nixon. 4:20 to go here in the first half. Lady Zizzer lead is 9. Nixon with it. Kicks it out to Kibbe now. Kibbe looking to drive. It's going to be blocked. Now we're going to have a foul on West Plains. And that one's going to be Cass Cunningham's second foul. 14 foul on Lady Zizzers, and Kibbe will go to the free throw line. They're going to give her 2, shooting 2 here. And the first one is no good. Dixon will come in, and Cunningham will come out for the Lady Zizzers. And Kibbe will shoot her second free throw. It's up, and it's good. So Kitty's got her first point of the ball game, and she's going to come out. Bond back in. It's an 8-point Lady Zizzer lead with 4:11 to go here in the first half. Bree Harlan with the basketball. She'll bring it up the floor. Full court, man-to-man by Rogersville. They'll go left side on the wing to Hose Apple. She'll dribble up top. It's Dixon now on the right wing. Up top, that'll be Judd. They'll swing it to the left to Brunson on the wing. Brunson looking. Back up top to Bree Harlan. It'll be Dixon on the right wing. Hose Apple on the baseline right side. Ashton Judd now up top. Bree Harlan down the left corner. She'll dribble up. Dixon now down the left baseline corner. Dixon, and he's going to get it up, and it's going to be a backcourt violation. Turnover on Kaylee Dixon. And let's see. Drew Harris is going to come in, and Hoseapple will get a break for the Lady Zizzers. And it'll be Nixon with the basketball. 3.5 minutes to go, first half. Lady Zizzers up by 8. Nixon, left side to Donovan. Donovan looking to drive, now kicks it back to Nixon on the left wing. Nixon trying to drive, kicks it out. Kitty's going to, or no, it's Donovan for 3 off the right wing. It's back to a 5-point Lady Zizzer lead. 3 minutes to go, first half. Drew Harris on the right wing. Up top, that'll be Dixon. Now Judd. Judd looking to drive. Kicks it out. Brunson's going to fire the 3 from the wing. It's no good. And Judd is going to tie her up. And it'll be Rogersville basketball. 2:55 to go, first half. With Lady Zizzer lead cut to 5. Nixon with it. Gives it up to Donovan. They'll go over now to Bond, back to Donovan. Now it goes back over to Bond. Bond back to Donovan up top. Donovan now left side. That'll be Nixon with the basketball. Nixon trying to drive, kicks it out to Bond. Down the corner is Donovan driving the baseline underneath. Left all alone. That time was Caldwell. And Lady Zizzers want a timeout. 2:31 to go here. In the first half, it's 17-14. Lady Zizzers with the lead, and we're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Lady Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
Y'all ready for this? Attention Zizzer fans, the Zizzer Zone is the hottest website and Facebook page in West Plains, bringing you the latest information from Zizzer Nation varsity competitions. You'll see game day posts, scores, and your favorite Zizzers in action. Photo prints, products, and Zizzer Zone fan gear are available. Check out the ZizzerZone.com and follow the Zizzer Zone on Facebook. Thanks to our sponsors, Community First Banking Company, Ozarks Medical Center Rehabilitation, Wilds Abstract and Title Company, and Graceland Portable Buildings of West Plains. Let's go, Zizzers!
Now back to more Zizzer basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Rogersville. 2:31 to go here in the first half. And the Lady Zizzer lead has been cut to 3, 17-14. Lady Zizzer is making some turnovers. And also back on the defense down there, letting Rogersville get inside of them and get behind the defense and getting some easy shots under the basket. So Lady Zizzer is going to have to tighten up on the defensive end. And they're going to have to start hitting some shots now down here on the offensive end. For the Lady Zizzers, it'll be Harlan, Brunson, Dixon, Judd, and Harris on the floor for the Lady Zizzers. Bree Harlan will bring it up. Brunson on the left wing, back up to Harlan. They'll go Judd over to Dixon on the right wing. Judd now, she'll shoot the 3. It is no good. And rebound comes down to Rogersville. Donovan gives it up to Nixon. Nixon's going to bring it up the floor. Nixon will set the offense. She'll come to the left side now. Up top to Donovan. Donovan goes right side now. Bond over to Donovan on the wing. Bond up top. Nixon on the left side. She's trying to drive. And Lady Zizzer is going to get a call for the foul. And I believe that's going to be Drew Harris. That'll be her first. And that's the 15 foul. And they're going to say Nixon was shooting, so she'll go to the free throw line. And she makes the first one. I thought she was driving. The foul was on the floor. But now it's a two-point Lady Zizzer lead, and Nixon will shoot the second free throw. It's no good, and it's going to go out of bounds. It'll be Lady Zizzer ball off of Nixon. So the Lady Zizzer lead is two now. It's been as high as nine. Dixon on the left wing, Harlan up top, back to Dixon. On the left wing, back up to Harlan. It's Brunson now at the free throw line. Dixon will shoot from the wing, and it's good for three. Kaylee Dixon hits the ONC Orthopedic Clinic, the West Plains three-pointer. Ladies, their lead is five. Bond with the basketball. Donovan left side to Nixon now. Minute 15 to go first half. Donovan on the right wing. Bond down the right corner. She'll dribble, gives it back to Donovan. Donovan's going to shoot the three, and it's good. That's the second three-pointer from Donovan. And it's back to a two-point Lady Zizzer lead with 1 minute to go here in the first half. Dixon on the left wing. Back up to Harlan. They'll go Brunson. She'll go inside. Gets the loose basketball up and good. Brunson scores. She's got eight in the ball game. 45 seconds to go first half. Four-point Lady Zizzer lead. Bond with the basketball. Gets it across the timeline, gives it to Donovan. Nixon now on the left side. Nixon trying to drive. Shot up, no good. And loose basketball. Bond has it blocked. And Lady Zizzers with the basketball. Brunson with it. She'll give it to Harlan. 21 seconds to go in the half. And Bree Harlan will bring it up the floor. Across the timeline, 15 seconds. Bree Harlan. Calls out the play, down to 10 seconds. Drew Harris with it. Cross court, Bree Harlan. Bree Harlan got hit in the face. No foul, and they're going to say it's off of Bree Harlan's hands. Out of bounds. And that one happened right in front of me. That should have been a foul right there on Rogersville. 5 seconds to go. Nixon will throw it in for the Wildcats. Nixon gets it back. Nixon driving up the floor. She'll stop, throw the ball up, no good. At the half, ladies, this is lead at 22-18. We'll take a break. Back in 30 seconds with your Mayfield Auto Repair Halftime Show. You're listening, ladies, this is basketball. 100.9 The Train.
The team at Mayfield Auto wants you to always make it safe and sound to school, the big game, or wherever your vehicle takes you. From minor and major repairs on both foreign and domestic vehicles to exhaust work and alignments, they do it all. And most repairs are backed by a 12-month, 12,000-mile nationwide parts and labor warranty. Since 1995, Mayfield Auto Repair has been the area's top-performing certified auto repair center. See them in the new larger location at the end of Girdley Street in West Plains or call 417-256. 9452. Go Zizzers.
Now back to more Zizzer basketball on 100.9 The Train.
And welcome back to the Mayfield Auto Repair Halftime Show. Lady Zizzers lead at 22-18 over the Rogersville Lady Wildcats. And scoring for the Lady Zizzers, 8 points apiece for Brunson and Judd here in the first half. 3 points for Cunningham and 3 points for Dixon. Nobody's in foul trouble for the Lady Zizzers at this time. For Rogersville, 6 points from Donovan to lead the way, 1 point for Nixon, one from Kibbe, two for Ince, four for Williams, two for Caldwell, and two for Clark. And Williams is the only one for Rogersville. She's picked up three fouls here in the first half. Lady Zizzers led it 8-4 at the end of one. They've had the lead as big as 9 points here in the second quarter, and Rogersville got within two. Lady Zizzers lead at 22-18 here at the half. Lady Zizzers making some mistakes, turning the ball over and making some defensive mistakes, letting Rogersville Lady Wildcats get behind the defense and score a couple of easy baskets. 22-18 is your score here at the half. The Mayfield Auto Repair Halftime Show. We'll take another break. We'll come back and talk more Lady Zizzer basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Y'all ready for- confident.
Attention Zizzer fans, the Zizzer Zone is the hottest website and Facebook page in West Plains, bringing you the latest information from Zizzer Nation varsity competitions. You'll see game day posts, scores, and your favorite Zizzers in action. Photo prints, products, and Zizzer Zone fan gear are available. Check out the ZizzerZone.com and follow the Zizzer Zone on Facebook. Thanks to our sponsors, Community First Banking Company, Ozarks Medical Center Rehabilitation, Wilds Abstract and Title Company, and Graceland Portable Buildings of West Plains. Let's go, Zizzers!
The Ozarks winter weather is unpredictable. That's why Heart of the Ozarks Medical Equipment works hard to make sure their patients are prepared when freezing rain, sleet, and snow cause electrical power outages. Home's entire staff is trained to become a disaster response team when the need arises. Every aspect of coordinating patient information and ensuring timely deliveries is carefully planned and executed. For those on oxygen, now is the time to double-check your oxygen backup systems. See the professionals at Heart of the Ozarks Medical Equipment or visit them online at homemedicalw.com. Parkway Beauty Academy, located at 913 Preacher Row Boulevard in West Plains, offers everything you need to begin a new career in cosmetology or nail technology, or why not both? The cosmetology training consists of just 1,500 hours. Nail technology course, 400 hours. Call 417-256-9004 and ask for Sarah for details. They offer different programs regarding tuition. Your new career starts here at Parkway Beauty Academy. Call them at 417-256-9004. Need a tow? Stranded and don't know what to do? Never fear. J&J is here. Avoid the aggravation of being stranded on the road. Call the experts at J&J Recovery. They serve Zizzer Nation and all locations around, even Thayer and the surrounding areas. As a matter of fact, they serve anyone within the sound of my voice. J&J Recovery is proven and affordable when it comes to towing or transporting. Call J&J Recovery. Memorize or save this number to your smartphone, 417-256-7628, and go Zizzers!
For 40 years now, people have trusted the service professionals at Negri Plumbing to solve those not-so-pleasant plumbing problems. Commercial to residential, new construction to remodeling, Negri Plumbing is here for you. Whether it's a leaky pipe, stopped-up toilet, sewer problem, or you need a new water heater, garbage disposal, or gas appliance installed, Negri Plumbing is your service expert and is a proud supporter of Zizzer Sports. Give them a call at 256-0362. That's 256-0362.
That's the secret phone.
The what?
Remember? I told you my dad's a shelter agent. When that phone rings, he rushes out to save the day. Whether someone's home or car gets damaged, my dad is always there to help. He has the coolest job ever.
Well, my dad's an astronaut.
That's cool, too. I guess.
Find your insurance superhero at shelterinsurance.com.
See me, Andrew Ekman, at 1222 Missouri Avenue in West Plains for a free insurance review.
Ozarks Medical Center Orthopedics brings all of OMC's orthopedic services under one roof. OMC orthopedic surgeons Dr. Jolly, Dr. Rushford, and Dr. Roeder specialize in sports injuries, hip replacements, hip, knee, shoulder, and hand surgeries, and total joint replacements. Podiatrist Dr. Goodman specializes in foot and ankle surgeries. If your doctor is recommending orthopedic care, choose OMC Orthopedics. For more information, call 417-256-1745.
As another year closes, Community First wants to wish you and your family happy holidays. We know our longevity is sustained by service, community commitment, and one-on-one involvement with our customers. In the year ahead, we'll continue to bring you service you need with professionalism you expect. Discover the bank that puts you and our community first.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Community First, member FDIC.
Speed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you.
Christmas savings are in full swing at Hirsch Speed and Farm Supply in West Plains. Get a Speedway 12-volt ATV UTV 3,000-pound winch for just $89.99. That's a $40 savings. And you can get 10% off DZ toolboxes, Corinthian Bell wind chimes, Petsay products, Booch, Yeti, and Select knives. Get these savings and more through Christmas Eve at Hirsch Speed and Farm Supply in West Plains.
Hirsch Speed and Farm Supply, they're warming up on soil.
Now back to more Zizzer basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to the Mayfield Auto Repair Halftime Show. Lady Zizzers lead at 22-18 over the Rogersville Lady Wildcats here at the half. Once again, your ball game tonight being brought to you by Mayfield Auto Repair, the Zizzer Zone, Patty Ingles, Anytime Fitness, Negri Plumbing, Parkway Beauty Academy, J&J Recovery and Towing, Heart of the Ozarks Medical Equipment, Toyota, Shelter Insurance, Andrew Heckman, OMC Orthopedic Clinic, Hershey and Farm Supply, and Don's Auto Service, all of West Plains, Knox Orthopedics, Mountain Home, West Plains, and Harrison, and Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Fair. Your boosters for the ball game tonight, your boosters are Ozark Awards, Wonderland Preschool and Daycare, Toon Construction, Knockout Tending Supply, and Brown Furniture Appliance, all of West Plains, Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture, Dr. Jacob Eckman, West Plains and Thayer, Edward Jones, Kevin Leghorn of West Plains, and Carter Funeral Home, West Plains and Thayer. Zizzer boys were scheduled to go to Bolivar tonight to play, but that game has been postponed due to weather up in the Bolivar area. So, next up, action will be Thursday night when the Lady Zizzers will travel to Ozark, and they will play at Ozark, freshman, JV, and varsity. That will start at 4:30 with the freshman contest. We'll have it for you here on the radio on Thursday night. Then on Friday night, the Zizzer boys will be hosting the Rogersville Wildcats at West Plains High School Gym. Freshman, JV, and varsity action. The freshman game starts at 5 o'clock. We'll have the varsity action for you Friday night from West Plains High School Gym between the Zizzer boys and Rogersville. It's Friday night at the West Plains High School Gym. All right, 22-18. Once again, is our score. Lady Scissors with the lead. We'll take another break, and we come back on the Mayfield Auto Repair Halftime Show. You're listening to Lady Scissors Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
At Knox Orthopedics, we put you first. We know when injury occurs, pain won't wait on an appointment. Hi, this is Dr. Knox. Myself, along with Dr. Rawls and McConnell, make it our priority to see you as soon as possible. You will find the best of orthopedic care from doctors who care about getting you well at Knox Orthopedics. See us at 3 Medical Plaza, Mountain Home, or during clinic hours in Harrison and West Plains. We can fix that. Check us out, KnoxOrthopedics.com.
The team at Mayfield Auto wants you to always make it safe and sound to school, the big game, or wherever your vehicle takes you. From minor and major repairs on both foreign and domestic vehicles to exhaust work and alignments, they do it all. And most repairs are backed by a 12-month, 12,000-mile nationwide parts and labor warranty. Since 1995, Mayfield Auto Repair has been the area's top-performing certified auto repair center. See them in the new larger location at the end of Girdley Street in West Plains or call 417-256. 9452. Go Zizzers.
Now back to more Zizzer basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Rogersville. As we get ready to start the third quarter of play, the Lady Zizzers lead at 22-18 over the Rogersville Lady Wildcats. Hope you enjoyed the Mayfield Auto Repair halftime show. And let's see, coming up for the Lady Zizzers, it'll be the original starting lineup. Harlan, Judd, Cunningham, Brunson, and Holzapfel. And for Rogersville, it'll be their original starting lineup as well. Lady Zizzers will get the basketball here to start the third quarter of play. And it'll be Cunningham to throw it in for the Lady Zizzers. Bree Harlan will set the offense. And it'll be man-to-man by Rogersville. Cass Cunningham at the free throw line kicks it out. Judd with it, and she traveled with the basketball. Rogersville now will get the basketball. And it'll be Nixon with the basketball. Gives it back to Dunneman. Dunneman looking, now gets it back to Nixon. Nixon over to Kibbe. Kibbe across the timeline. Kibbe will go up top to Nixon. Dunnevin on the right wing, knocked away. Brunson with the basketball. Gives it up to Cunningham, back to Bree Harlan. And Bree Harlan will bring the ball up the floor. Brunson on the left wing. Brunson now trying to drive. Shot goes up, no good. And Rogersville with the rebound. Dunnevin with the basketball. Up the floor to Nixon on the right wing. Nixon up top now. Left side on the wing, and there's a travel by Kibbe. Cunningham with the basketball, gives it to Harlan. Harlan brings it across the timeline, goes to the right. Bree Harlan back. She'll shoot the jumper now. It is no good. And rebound comes down to Williams for Rogersville. Nixon will bring it up the floor, right side to Donovan on the wing. Donovan, and it's going to be knocked away. But Kent picks up the loose basketball, gets it to Donovan. Nixon down in the left corner. Back now to Kibbe. She's driving inside, blocked by Brunson. Brunson blocked, got it all ball. Bree Harlan will bring it up the floor for Lady Zizzers. Left side, Brunson on the wing. Brunson goes back up top. That'll be Judd. Judd back to Hoseapple now. Alley drives the lane. Can't get it to fall. Judd gets the rebound, puts it in. Ashton Judd with 10 points into the ball game. And now it's Donovan. Gives it back to Nixon. Nixon cross court to Kibbe. Kibbe driving. Tries to go inside to Williams. Shot up. No good. And loose basketball. Brunson comes out of the pack with it. Out of bounds, and it'll go to Rogersville. Brunson got fouled there as the ball goes out of bounds. Williams will come out now, and Clark will come in for Rogersville. Bree Harlan will bring it up the floor for the Lady Zizzers, who lead it by six with 5:50 to go third quarter. Harlan goes right side to Brunson on the wing. Up to Hoseapple. Allie Hoseapple back to Brunson on the right wing. Mackenzie Brunson, and there's a push foul on Nixon. That's her first. And Nixon for Rogersville just went up to Brunson and used both hands and pushed her. They're going to call that every time, or at least they should. Bree Harlan with the basketball now. She'll kick it out to Judd. Mackenzie Brunson now on the left wing. Brunson up top to Cunningham. She's going to fire the three. It's no good. And here comes Kibbe up the floor for Rogersville. Up top to Nixon. Nixon with the basketball. She's going to come right side to Donovan. Donovan gets it inside to Ince, who missed the shot. Judd with the rebound. And it's getting a little lively in here. Foul called on Rogersville. That one's going to go against Kibbe. That's her first. And Rogersville wants the timeout. 5:08 to go, third quarter. It's 24-18. Lady Zizzers with the lead, and we're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Lady Zizzer Basketball. 100.9 The Train.
If you're like most people, you're busier than ever this time of year and may find yourself putting off vehicle maintenance. Don's Auto Service reminds you that it's important to remember that routine auto care means big savings by improving fuel economy, extending your vehicle's life, and reducing the chance of a costly repair. And if you're in need of tires, Don's has rebates up to $150 on select tire sets. Don's Auto Service on Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains. Much more than a tire store.
Now back to more Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Rogersville. 5:08 to go, third quarter. Lady Zizzers with the basketball. They lead it by six. Bree Harlan will bring it across the timeline. Bree picks up her dribble. Gets it to Brunson now on the right wing. Mackenzie Brunson with it. Now it's Ashton Judd on the left wing. Allie Hoseapple. Now left side to Brunson on the left wing. Brunson goes up top. Hoseapple down into the corner to Judd. They'll go underneath. It's knocked out of bounds. It'll be Lady Zizzer ball underneath. Cass Cunningham to throw it in. Gets it to Judd. To Brunson on the right side. Cunningham will shoot the three from the right side. It's good. Cass Cunningham with the ONC West City Clinic of West Plains three-pointer. Lady Zizzers are back up by nine. Nixon with the basketball. And it's Donovan. Back to Nixon. Now they get it across the timeline. Nixon. It's going to be out of bounds. It'll be Rogersville ball. Here on the baseline, Kibbe's going to come out. And Bond will come in for Rogersville. Donovan's going to throw it in. Gets it right inside. Shot is blocked. And now, and the foul is going to be called on Cunningham. That'll be her third. She's going to have to come out. Dixon will come in for the Lady Zizzers. Coach Womack was screaming on the sideline. One official was calling jump ball. The other one called foul. Underneath to Donovan. It's no good. Judd with the rebound for the Lady Zizzers. 4 minutes to go, third quarter. Brunson with the basketball. She'll come left side now. Dixon down the corner is Judd. She'll shoot the three. It's no good. Allie Hoseapple battling for it. And coming out of the pack is Ince with the basketball for Rogersville. Gives it up to Bond. Back to Ince. They'll go inside. And that's an offensive foul. And finally they called it. I cannot believe that Clark just turned around and pushed Brunson down. And a very late call, but they did call it. That's the third on Clark. Lady Zizzers with the basketball. 3.5 minutes to go, third quarter. Lady Zizzers up by 9. Bree Harlan kicks it out in the left corner. And that will be Dixon. Taken away by Ince. Ince has got the breakaway layup, and it's good. Bree Harlan will bring it up the floor for the Lady Zizzers. They lead by 7 now. Bree Harlan, and she'll give it up to Brunson. They'll go inside. Allie Hoseapple shot is up, and she's fouled. Allie Hoseapple going to the free throw line to shoot two. Foul's going to be on Ince. Shelby Ince just picked up her third foul for Rogersville. Allie Hoseapple to shoot two from the free throw line. She made the first one, and Hoseapple has her first point of the ball game. 8-point lead for the Lady Zizzers. Here's the second free throw. And it's good. Lady Zizzers are back up by 9. 3:07 to go here in the third quarter. Donovan with the basketball. Gives it to Nixon. Nixon's going to bring it up. Back to Donovan. They'll get it to Bond. Back to Donovan. She'll get it across the timeline. Nixon with it up top. Left side to Bond on the wing. Bond gets it back to Nixon. She gets cut off on the baseline. Bond's going to shoot, and Bond hits the three-pointer. And it's a 6-point Lady Zizzer lead with 2.5 minutes to go, third quarter. Bree Harlan gives it to Brunson on the right wing. Brunson with it. Brunson gives it back to Harlan. Judd now with it up top. Judd's going to drive. Shot up. No good. Shot it too hard on a layup. Rogersville with the rebound. Here comes Donovan. Gives it to Nixon. Nixon with the basketball. Bond on the right wing. Nixon down the right corner. They'll go inside to Ince. She just lowered her shoulder and knocked Judd out of the way. Ince with the basketball. Missed it. This time, Hoseapple with the rebound. Ince could have picked up her fourth foul right there. She lowered that left shoulder and knocked Judd out of the way. Dixon for three, top of the key. It's good. Haley Dixon hits the ONC Orthopedic Clinic West Plains three-pointer. And timeout called. 1:44 to go, third quarter. We're back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
Attention Zizzer fans, the Zizzer Zone is the hottest website and Facebook page in West Plains, bringing you the latest information from Zizzer Nation varsity competitions. You'll see game day posts, scores, and your favorite Zizzers in action. Photo prints, products, and Zizzer Zone fan gear are available. Check out the ZizzerZone.com and follow the Zizzer Zone on Facebook. Thanks to our sponsors, Community First Banking Company, Ozarks Medical Center Rehabilitation, Wilds Abstract and Title Company, and Graceland Portable Buildings of West Plains. Let's go, Zizzers!
The Ozarks winter weather is unpredictable. That's why Heart of the Ozarks Medical Equipment works hard to make sure their patients are prepared when freezing rain, sleet, and snow cause electrical power outages. Home's entire staff is trained to become a disaster response team when the need arises. Every aspect of coordinating patient information and ensuring timely deliveries is carefully planned and executed. For those on oxygen, now is the time to double-check your oxygen backup systems. See the professionals at Heart of the Ozarks Medical Equipment or visit them online at homemedicalw.com.
Now back to more Zizzer basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Rogersville. Rogersville with the basketball. Bond with it. Bond and travels with the basketball. It'll be a turnover. Lady Zizzers will get it now at half court. Lady Zizzers lead it by 9 with a minute 33 to go, third quarter. Bree Harlan with the basketball. She'll bring it across the timeline. Brunson on the right wing. Mackenzie Brunson trying to drive. Shot is up. No good. Ashton Judd with the rebound. Kicks it out to Hoseapple as Judd was falling down. Brunson on the left wing now. Dixon down the left corner. Back to Brunson on the left wing. Looking inside. Brunson now, she'll drive. Shot up and good. Mackenzie Brunson's got 10 in the ball game. It's 11-point lead, biggest lead of the night for the Lady Zizzers with under a minute to go, third quarter. Ince with the basketball, almost travel with it. Nixon on the left wing, she'll take it up top. Right side to Bond. Bond dribbles up top. Nixon now on the right wing. They'll go inside to Ince. She'll do it again and score. And once again, Ince lowers that shoulder and goes right into Judd, knocks her backwards. They don't call it. She scores the basket. Hoseapple on the right wing. Hoseapple trying to drive now, kicks it out to Judd, up top to Dixon. Dixon gives it to Brunson up top. They'll give it to Harlan. 21 seconds to go in the third quarter. Lady Zizzers up by 9. 15 seconds now. Brunson on the right wing. Bree Harlan back up top. 10 seconds to go. Now Brunson on the right wing again. Judd up top. Judd, 3 seconds. Hoseapple driving, shot up, no good. At the end of 3, Lady Zizzers lead it 34 to 25. We're back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Lady Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
Parkway Beauty Academy, located at 913 Preacher Row Boulevard in West Plains, offers everything you need to begin a new career in cosmetology or nail technology, or why not both? The cosmetology training consists of just 1,500 hours. Nail technology course, 400 hours. Call 417-256-9004 and ask for Sarah for details. They offer different programs regarding tuition. Your new career starts here at Parkway Beauty Academy. Call them at 417-256-9004. Need a tow? Stranded and don't know what to do? Never fear. J&J is here. Avoid the aggravation of being stranded on the road. Call the experts at J&J Recovery. They serve Zizzer Nation and all locations around, even there and the surrounding areas. As a matter of fact, they serve anyone within the sound of my voice. J&J Recovery is proven and affordable when it comes to towing or transporting. Call J&J Recovery. Memorize or save this number to your smartphone, 417-256-7628, and go Zizzers!
Now back to more Zizzer basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Rogersville. We get ready to start the fourth quarter of play. Lady Zizzers with a 9-point lead, 34-25. And Rogersville will get the basketball to start the fourth quarter. For the Lady Zizzers, it'll be Harlan, Dixon, Judd, Hoseapple, and Brunson in the ball game for the Lady Zizzers. Nixon up top, Donovan on the right wing. Donovan now gives it to Nixon on the right wing again. She'll go up top to Donovan, back to Nixon. Nixon going down to Ince inside. They go to Williams. She's going to be fouled. And Williams is going to score the basket. And the foul, I believe, is on Judd. That's her first. And Williams shooting the free throw. It's no good. Brunson with the rebound for the Lady Zizzers. She'll bring it up the floor. Brunson goes back door. Bree Harlan, and she scores. Bree Harlan's got her first points of the ball game. Back to a 9-point lead. 7.5 minutes to go in the ball game. Williams loses the basketball. Hoseapple gives it up to Brunson in the lane. Brunson scores, and she's fouled. Brunson's going to the free throw line. See who the foul's on. I'm not sure. I think it was Ince into the ball game, and that'll be 4 on Ince. Brunson's free throw is good. Brunson's got 13 to lead the Lady Zizzers, and they're up by 12, their biggest lead of the ball game. Donovan with it. Over to Nixon, who will bring it across the timeline. Nixon headed to the basket, shot up and scores. somebody's going to have to get in front of Nixon and draw a charge. You can't just let her drive. Dixon for another three. It's in and out, no good. Rebound Williams, and here comes Rogersville. Donovan up the floor to Ince. And that's an offensive foul on Ince. She knocked Brunson down, and that may be all for Ince. And it is. And so that's five fouls on Ince, and she's out of the ball game. Her night is done. She'll have to sit down. And Caldwell will come in for Rogersville. Lady Zizzards with the basketball, a 10-point lead. Brunson with it right now. Full court man-to-man by Rogersville. Brunson across the timeline gives it to Judd up top. Judd trying to drive. And she's going to get fouled, a blocking foul. Judd should go to the free throw line to shoot two. Let's see if we can see who that one's on. And I believe that one. Well, I think that one is on Caldwell. That'll be her first. Judd's first free throw is no good. Looped in and out. Lady Zizzers with an 11-point lead, 6:43 to go in the ball game. Second free throw from Judd is no good. Williams with the rebound, gives it to Nixon, and here comes Rogersville. In the corner is Donovan. She's going to drive. Hozap will block the shot, but they're going to call her for the foul. Donovan will go to the free throw line and shoot two. So Hozap is going to pick up her first foul of the ball game. And Donovan's going to the free throw line to shoot two for Rogersville. First one is no good. And Kibby's going to come out. Coming into the ball game is Linaduzzi. I guess that's how you pronounce it. I don't know. Donovan's second free throw is good. Donovan's got seven in the ball game, and it's a 10-point Lady Zizzer lead. Judd will bring it up the floor. Judd gives it up to Brunson. Lady Zizzers will set the offense now. Brunson up top. Now she'll give it to Judd on the left wing. Judd up top, trying to drive. She'll kick it out. Brunson with the basketball left wing. Inside to Judd on the post. And we've got a foul on Rogersville. And tell you the truth, I think that should have been a jump ball. But that's two on Caldwell. Ashton Judd's going to go to the free throw line to shoot two. Cass Cunningham comes in, and Dixon will come out. Kitty comes back in, and Leonard Uzik goes out. Judd's first free throw is up, and it's good. Ashton Judd's got 11 points in the ball game. Lady Zizzard lead back to 11 with 6:11 to go in the game. Second free throw from Judd is good. She's got 12, and it's a 12-point lead once again. Donovan back to Nixon. Nixon up the floor, gets it to Kitty. Got to get back. Kitty goes straight to the basket, misses. Cunningham with the rebound for the Lady Zizzers. Cass Cunningham will bring it up the floor, gives it to Allie Hozapple. Back to Cunningham. She thought about the three and then said no. Now they'll give it to Judd up top, left side to Brunson. Brunson will dribble up to the top. Cunningham on the right side for three. It is no good. And Kibby comes out of the pack with a rebound for Rogersville. 5.5 minutes to go in the ball game. Lady Zizzer lead is 12. Donovan looking to drive, gets cut off, gives it back. Back to Donovan now on the left wing or right wing. Donovan gives it up to Kibby. Nixon over on the left wing now. Nixon cross court over to Donovan. She's going to drive. Gets cut off once again. Rogersville gives it to Donovan. He's going to shoot the three from the wing. It's good. And timeout is called. Lady Zizzers lead at 42-33. Back in 60 seconds. You're listening, ladies, there's a basketball. 100.9 The Train.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be parties for hosting, but the toilets are boasting, and there's water standing to hear. And a house full of people that are not of good cheer. But now I am humming, cause Negri Plumbing took all of my problems away. Well, my plumbing problems anyway. Call Negri Plumbing, 417-256-0362. That's 256-0362. Singing lessons not included.
I think you love that car more than you love me.
How can you say that?
You hand wash it, you hand wax it, you listen to the same music.
Pure coincidence.
Mm-hmm. I just hope your insurance company feels the same way about it as you do.
I'm one happy camper.
Shelter Insurance has great agents who are nuts about cars. We're competitively priced, and our claims people are fast, fair, and friendly. Ask your agent about Shelter's auto insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
See me, Andrew Ekman, at 1222 Missouri Avenue in West Plains for a free insurance review.
Now back to more Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Rogersville. Ladies, Zizzers will have the basketball. They lead it by 9 with 5:09 to go in the game. Brunson to throw it in, gives it to Cunningham. Back to Brunson. Full court man-to-man by Rogersville. Brunson across the timeline, gives it to Hosapple on the wing. Now Cunningham on the right wing. Cunningham goes up top. That'll be Brunson with the basketball. Hosapple on the left wing now. Hosapple picks it up, gives it to Cunningham. Cunningham up top. Cass Cunningham gives it up to Hosapple now up top. Hosapple gets it over to Cunningham on the left wing. Back to Brunson now. Up top to Judd, back to Cunningham up top. 4:25 to go in the game. Lady Zizzers up by 9. Cunningham gives it to Hosapple, who shoots on the baseline. No good. And Rogersville with the rebound. Here comes Donovan, gives it to Nixon. Nixon coming up. She's going to the basket. Shot up, no good. Rebound underneath is up and good. And I believe that time it was Clark who will give the basket to. It's a 7-point lead with 4 minutes to go. Brunson with it. She lost the ball. Judd has it. Now they get tied up. Now the foul is going to be called. Judd will go to the free throw line. Foul is going to be called, I believe, on Caldwell. That'll be her third. And checking back in now will be Kibbe, I believe. And Ashton Judd goes to the free throw line. Shooting two. Judd makes the first one. Ashton Judd's got 13 in the ball game, and it's an 8-point lead for the Lady Zizzers. Second free throw is good as well. Judd leads the way for the Lady Zizzers tonight with 14. Brunson has 13. 9-point lead once again. Donovan with the basketball gets it up. Now Nixon with it, up top of the key, back to Donovan, back to Nixon. On the left side, Nixon up top, she'll give it up to Kibbe. Kibbe now going to the left, Nixon on the wing on the left. Nixon inside, and shot up and good by Caldwell. And Rogersville wants a timeout, 3:30 to go in the ball game. Ladies Zizzer lead is 7. Back in 60 seconds, you're listening to Ladies Zizzer Basketball. 100.9 The Train.
At Ozarks Medical Center Rehabilitation, they take a team approach to meeting each patient's physical, occupational, and speech therapy needs. They treat patients of all ages with locations in West Plains, Alton, Gainesville, Mountain Grove, Mountain View, Thayer, and Winona. When your physician recommends therapy, choose quality care that's never far from home. Choose OMC Rehabilitation. Call 417-257-5950. For more information.
I am Josh Drummond, physical therapist and athletic trainer and director of rehabilitation services, and I am OMC.
As another year closes, Community First wants to wish you and your family happy holidays. We know our longevity is sustained by service, community commitment, and one-on-one involvement with our customers. In the year ahead, we'll continue to bring you service you need with professionalism you expect. Discover the bank that puts you and our community first.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Community First, member FDIC.
Now back to more Scissor Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
And welcome back to Rogersville. Lady Scissors with the basketball. They lead at 44-37 with 3:30 to go in the ball game. Brunson to throw it in. She'll give it to Cunningham. Back to Brunson. Brunson to bring the ball up for the Lady Scissors. Cross the timeline. Nixon swipes at it, and Brunson lost it, but goes out of bounds. And it'll be Rogersville basketball. Nixon brings it up the floor. Right side to Kibbe. Kibbe driving, kicks it out to Donovan on the left wing. Now it's Kibbe on the right wing. Kibbe trying to drive inside. Foul's going to be called on the Lady Scissors. And I believe that foul is going to go against Bree Harlan. And they gave Kibbe the basket. She's at the free throw line to shoot one. It's a 5-point lead. She missed the free throw. And Cass Cunningham with the rebound. Gives it up to Brunson. Brunson to Harlan. Bree Harlan will bring it up the floor across the timeline. Judge inside. Cunningham, she's going to be fouled. Cass Cunningham will go to the free throw line to shoot two. And I believe that one, foul is going to go on Bond. That'll be her first. And Cunningham to the free throw line to shoot two. Just under 3 minutes to go in the game. And Cunningham, it went in and then come out. So now Bond will come out, and into the ball game will be Clark. Cunningham to shoot her second free throw, and it's good. Cunningham now with 7 in the ball game. The lead is 6 for the Lady Scissors. Up the floor comes Kibbe, gives it off to Nixon. Nixon, Donovan down in the corner right side, no good. Judd with the rebound, and Judd's going to get called for the travel. And that was a bad call because that one happened in front of me here, and she didn't even move her feet. Donovan to throw it in here on the baseline. She'll go up top to Kibbe. Kibbe on the right wing. Kibbe now looking to drive, shot up, no good. And loose basketball come out of the package. Mackenzie Brunson with it. Brunson across the timeline, up top to Cunningham. Cunningham with the basketball. 2:14 to go in the game. Lady Scissors up by 6. Cunningham still with the basketball up top. Cunningham now kicks it out. And it's off of Brunson's hands, out of bounds. And it'll be Lady Scissor basketball. I don't remember the last time the Lady Scissors won here at Rogersville. Wonder if it'll happen tonight. Nixon gets it up across the timeline to Kibbe, down in the corner. Back to Kibbe on the left wing. Up top to Nixon. She's driving, kicks it out. Donovan will shoot the three all alone. Cunningham with the rebound for the Lady Scissors. Gives it to Bree Harlan. Minute 40 to go in the game. Lady Scissors up by 6. Cunningham with it now. Cass Cunningham driving down on the baseline, and now we've got a foul on Rogersville. And the foul that time is going to go against Donovan. That's her first. Cass Cunningham will go to the free throw line. I believe she's shooting two. First free throw is good for Cass Cunningham. She's got 8. Lady Scissor lead is 7 with a minute and a half to go in the ball game. Second free throw is good by Cunningham. It finally falls through. Lady Scissor lead is 9. Rogersville with the basketball. Here comes Kibbe the other way. Gets cut off. Shot up. No good. Cunningham with the rebound. Gives it up to Brunson. Brunson with it now. Brunson will bring it across the timeline. picks up a dribble, gets it to Bree Harlan. 1:10 to go. Judd now on the right wing. She'll dribble up top. Ashton Judd, now Brunson on the left wing. 1 minute to go. Lady Zizzers up by 8. Bree Harlan with the basketball. And now we got the foul. Foul's going to go against Caldwell. I've got her for 4. 2 shots for Bree Harlan coming up with 56 seconds to go in the game. And the Lady Zizzers lead it by 8. First free throw is no good by Bree Harlan. Rogersville's going to push it to the basket and try to get fouled. Bree Harlan hits the second free throw. She's got 3 in the ball game. And timeout is called. 56 seconds to go in the game. Lady Zizzers lead at 48-39. Back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Lady Zizzers basketball on 100.9 The Train.
On colder days, your car requires more power to start, especially with the all-new electronics in today's vehicles. And if you have a weak battery, it could leave you stranded. Get ahead of the game and have your battery tested at Don's Auto Service. Have your tire pressure checked, too, because they will lose pressure with falling temperatures. Speaking of tires, right now get rebates up to $150 on select sets of tires at Don's Auto Service on Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains. Much more than a tire store.
Now back to more Zizzer basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Rogersville. Lady Zizzers trying to stay undefeated. They have a 9-point lead over Rogersville with 50 seconds to go in the game. Donovan with the basketball, or Kibby, I should say, gives it to Nixon. Donovan now on the right wing. Donovan, and it's off of Nixon's hands out of bounds. It'll be Lady Zizzer ball. 41 seconds to go, and Rogersville may be throwing in the towel here because he's gone to the bench now, brought in all substitutes. Judd with the basketball. Judd will bring it up the floor, across the timeline, gives it to Bree Harlan. Bree Harlan now to Brunson. Brunson to Cass Cunningham, 25 seconds. Lady Zizzers are going to go to 6-0. And they're going to win for the first time here in Rogersville, and I don't remember the last time they won here. Hose Apple in the corner, down to 13 seconds. That's going to be your score. Lady Zizzers going to win it 48-39 over the Rogersville Lady Wildcats. 1 second on the clock. Rogersville will get the basketball. Lady Zizzers will go to 6-0 now. Rogersville will fall to 1-4 on the season. And that's the ball game. We'll take a break, and we'll come back with your Shelter Insurance and Direct and the West Plains postgame show. You're listening to Lady Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
At Shelter Insurance, we know landlords have to keep up with their renters, even if they're related.
Mom!
Dad!
We just dropped by to pick up your
rent check.
I'm running a little short this month.
Not everything works as smoothly as Shelter's renter's policy. It helps cover stuff in case of fire, theft, and more.
What if I just move back into my old room?
Oh, you mean Dad's new man cave.
Oh, man.
Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
See me, Andrew Ekman, at 1222 Missouri Avenue in West Plains for a free insurance review.
Have you heard the news? Toyota of West Plains has moved into their new facility. They're at 1802 Porter Wagner Boulevard, and you're invited to drop by and take a tour. Sales, service, and parts are now all under one roof for your shopping convenience. And while you're there, be sure to check out all the new 2020 models that are arriving daily, and there's a huge savings on the remaining 2019 models. Stop and see them Monday through Saturdays. Toyota of West Plains, now in their new location. Locally owned and operated for over 30 years.
Let's make healthy happen at Anytime Fitness in West Plains. Get your heart racing with motivation and goal setting from your own coach.
Hi, this is Jesse with Anytime Fitness. I'm the coaching manager here at the club and excited to get you started on your fitness journey. With a membership with us, you get a free fitness consultation and 10 coaching sessions with our experienced staff. Come on down today and we'll get a tour of our facility to get you started.
Stop in and see how fit and healthy you can become with the help of Anytime Fitness. They're conveniently located at 1651 Gibson Street in West Plains.
Now back to more Zizzer basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Rogersville. It is the Shelter Insurance Andrew Ekman, the West Plains postgame show. Lady Zizzers win it 48-39 over the Rogersville Lady Wildcats. For the Lady Zizzers in the ball game tonight, they were led by 14 points from Ashton Judd, 13 from Kenzie Brunson, 6 points for Kaylee Dixon, 9 points for Cass Cunningham, 3 points for Bree Harlan, and Allie Hoseapple had 2 points for the Lady Zizzers in the ball game. Rogersville was led from 10 points from Shaylee Donovan, 3 points for Nixon, Kibbe had 3, 6 for Ince, Williams with 6, 4 for Caldwell, Bond with 3, 4 points for Clark. Lady Zizzers led it 8-4 at the end of 1. They led it 22-18 at the half. At the end of 3, they led it 34-25, and they win it 48-39 over the Rogersville Lady Wildcats. It was some free throw shooting coming down the stretch and some key rebounding as well for the Lady Zizzers that won this ball game for them here tonight over Rogersville. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back in 30 seconds. Have your OMC Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains player of the game. You're listening to Lady Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
Ozarks Medical Center Orthopedics brings all of OMC's orthopedic services under one roof. OMC Orthopedic Surgeons Dr. Jolly, Dr. Rushford, and Dr. Roeder specialize in sports injuries, hip replacements, hip, knee, shoulder, and hand surgeries, and total joint replacements. Podiatrist Dr. Goodman specializes in foot and ankle surgeries. If your doctor is recommending orthopedic care, choose OMC Orthopedics. For more information, call 417-256-1745.
Now back to more Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to the Shelter Insurance Andrew Ekman, the West Plains postgame show. Lady Zizzers win it 48-39 over the Rogersville Lady Wildcats. Your OMC Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains player of the game. Well, we're going to take the two. Ashton Judd with 14 points, Mackenzie Brunson with 13 points, and they're going to be our players of the game here this evening, the OMC Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains players out of the game. Lady Zizzers won the JV contest 48-23. They win the varsity contest 48-39. Lady Zizzers are now 6-0 on the season. Rogersville falls to 1-4. Next action up for the Lady Zizzers will be Thursday night. They will travel to Ozark to take on the Ozark Lady Tigers. Freshman game will start at 4:30 with the JV and varsity to follow, and we'll have that varsity game for you right here on the radio Thursday night. All right, I want to thank our sponsors for the ball game tonight, Community First Banking Company, West Plains Mountain Grove and Thayer, Don's Auto Service, Hurst Feed and Farm Supply, OMC Orthopedic Clinic, Shelter Insurance, Andrew Ekman, Toyota, part of the Ozarks Medical Equipment, J&J Recovery and Towing, Parkway Beauty Academy, all of West Plains, Knox Orthopedics, Mountain Home, West Plains and Harrison, Negri Plumbing, Anytime Fitness, the Zizzer's Own Patty Ingles, and Mayfield Auto Repair, all of West Plains. Your boosters tonight, Carter Funeral Home, West Plains and Fair, Edward Jones, Kevin Gleghorn of West Plains, Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture, Dr. Jacob Ekman, West Plains and Fair, Brown Furniture and Appliance, Knockout Tanning Salon, Coon Construction, Wonderland Preschool and Daycare, and Ozark Awards, all of West Plains. Lady Zizzers win two over the Rogersville Lady Wildcats. Want to thank D. Ryan back at the studio for another fine job this evening. I'm Ramblin' Rick, and I hope you've enjoyed Lady Zizzers Basketball on 100.9 The Train. Good night.